You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're talking about wedding planning and navigating the wedding stress and, of course, conflicts. Our producer, Jacob, thank you very much, Jacob, who is behind the scenes for our shows, is getting married. And we decided to have a show to talk about the stresses and conflicts that can happen in wedding planning. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jacob, tell us how you met your bride-to-be, Rachel.
Of course.
And then what is your vision of how your wedding should be? And then, of course, I have another question. What would you like to happen? Let's take the first
first. Don't make us cry, Jacob. You know, there's no crying on Transformation Talk Radio. So
exactly.
Well, I'll do my best. It is a sweet story, but.
Oh, nice. By the way, we don't know this one yet.
Well, okay. So, yeah, when I went to school, I went to school in Eastern Washington on the other side of the state. And she actually lived in Florida at the time. She was going to college down there, and it's where she grew up. But she decided to come out here for her master's program at the University of Washington. And in this weird roundabout story here, my best friend's dad, when he got married, his best man was Rachel's dad. They grew up together in Florida.
Oh, my.
And so, yeah. So when she moved out here, she knew this family already, and they were kind of lightly acquainted. And I just happened to be back visiting one weekend, and I was picking something up from his house, and I just ran into her in the kitchen. So I'd heard about her a few times, but that was kind of just where we met. And I knew as soon as I met her how I felt, you know.
Oh.
Not to be, you know, cheesy and over dramatic about it, but.
No, that's lovely, my dear.
Yeah.
That is just lovely. So
tell us about, so you're getting married.
Yes.
You proposed and she accepted, right?
Yes. Obviously. Or was it the other way around?
I mean, she made it very clear that she was ready for that, but
nice.
I did ask her, yes.
Okay.
And so do you have, as the groom, do you have a vision for how you want the wedding?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's actually funny you say that. I think typically the bride is the one who's got all these dreams and plans for what their wedding is going to look like.
Sure.
And I think for her, ideally, she would have just gone to a mountain with me and gotten married there. And
I like her.
Yeah, yeah, me too. But yeah, I'm kind of the one who's always dreamt of having this bigger wedding.
Very interesting.
That's sort of like lessened over the years, and I've sort of grown to enjoy the smaller thing more, but yeah, I've always imagined, having all my family there, big dance party afterwards.
Nice. Yeah.
Good food, of course. So, that's sort of where my imagination takes me there.
And so, you mentioned that her vision was more intimate. Is that still the case, or have you talked about it?
Yeah. And that is still something that we agree on, that part of it, and we're hoping to find moments where we can kind of enjoy it together and just the two of us. But what ended up happening and what the plan is to have a medium-sized wedding. And so we're going to try our very best to make those moments and find those moments of alone time, but we are kind of going the more traditional route and doing the full wedding. My mom is from Cambodia, and we're actually going to do a traditional Cambodian tea ceremony the day before as well.
Oh, nice.
So that's something that we are really excited about that. And that'll be smaller just with.
Yes. You know. We have connected more than once with couples that have done exactly that. And they said that the tea ceremony, both the bride and the groom, and I think I've known about this three different times, they have said that felt the most traditional and the most heartfelt of
authentic
of any of the ceremonies that they had. And I think that's amazing. I'm really glad to hear that.
So how, obviously your families knew each other before, you know, you guys.
Sort of.
Yeah, sort of. So how is that going? How is that, what is, are the visions pretty much in a line with both families?
Yeah. So and it's funny you mentioned that because, our families kind of have the same idea of a wedding. I think that we've had to pull back on sort of rein them in a little bit because they both want something big with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people. And they see eye to eye on that and they're very excited for it. And we've kind of just kind of poked our input in there and we're just sort of rolling with it as much as we can.
Mm, okay.
Well, and you know, the most important thing right now is that it's Rachel's birthday today.
Happy birthday happy birthday. You.
I think that's really neat. I think
me too.
You know, for us to do the show on the same day as birthday.
Yes, exactly. Happy birthday, hey, Rachel.
Rachel, it's a sign.
It's a good one, sweetie. It's a really, really, really good one. So, let's move on just a little bit. And Jacob, don't worry. We are definitely coming back to you. Okay. I guarantee you. So, wedding planning is kind of a practice for being married. And, you know, it allows you to understand your individual work style and your partner's work style. In other words, this is kind of a way to get to know each other in a way that, dating or being together really doesn't, I'm going to say, prepare you for.
Well, when you're dating, you're socializing. And when you're planning a wedding, you're doing something.
Right.
And, you know, I think one of the best things that Patricia and I do best together is we get things done together.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many married couples that can't do that.
Right.
And it starts with communication. Now, that's kind of sort of a cliche. So I'll tell you what we mean by communication.
Thank you, Jason.
It's when you start removing the negative energy between the two of you, that's when the communication just flows.
And it starts to happen. And most people don't realize that they even have blocks to their communication with either their partner or even people in their group. I'll say it that way, because of course you can't say this to that person and you can't talk about this other person to that person, that kind of thing.
And those blocks are always energy.
They're always a pain, really big pain. We'll say it that way.
So, you know, there's these our rules about wedding planning is that there are no rules.
Right.
There shouldn't be any rules. I shouldn't use that word. But
no, wait a minute. Rules and what you want are not the same thing. Let's define that. You know.
Well, and there's social rules and there's family expectations.
Yeah.
Oh, and all those things. I know there's this commonly held belief that you have to be true to yourself. So it has to be your way. And we say, no, it doesn't have to be your way.
And the other thing is that when you're married, or even before you get married, Jason and I despise the word compromise, because compromise means that you
lose.
Yeah, it is. It's a form of lose. So when we use the ecosystem approach, then it becomes a win-win, because what happens is when you start removing negative energies, then you can see where the, and I'm going to say it this way with finger quotes, the flaws are in either your thinking or the thinking that's being presented, that sort of thing. And the best thing is that when you use the ecosystem approach, you can then clear things so you can talk about them without having the hurts and the jealousies and the angers and the resentments. And you can actually get things done. It's really cool.
Well, here's the other thing that, you know, we find this to be really, really valuable. And we've officiated weddings. We're currently working with couples that both do clearing. And it's amazing when both members of the couple will do the clearing process, because it's like preventative maintenance for your marriage.
Right.
And there really isn't such a thing. And so when people come to us, and we've so many people over the years have done this, and they come to us and say, I've fallen out of love, or or I just don't love my spouse anymore.
I realize I don't like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. We've heard that many times.
It's usually the buildup of negative energy. Yes. Not always, but it's usually the buildup of negative energy. Mm-hmm. So the preventative maintenance is clearing those things that come up, which is natural.
Right.
Hurts,
angers, and I didn't realize the time thing here. Hurts, angers, bitternesses, resentments, and all those things. So we're going to talk to Jacob more in just a few minutes.
But, make this one point.
Okay.
You have to know that each other's Enneagram type.
Oh, that's
that was
right.
The point. Yes. If you know each other's Enneagram type, Enneagram is a personality typing system.
Right.
And then you can, when you start doing the wedding planning, you can see the structure of the planning with each other through the vision or the lens of their Enneagram type,
exactly,
and then through your Enneagram type.
And
that gives you so much information.
And not only that, but it also gives you the ability to say, oh, that's why this, and that's why that, or this is why I feel this or that, that kind of thing. And right there, that's where the ecosystem approach comes in and really, really, really helps. So
we're going to talk some more about this.
Yes, we are. And we're going to talk more to Jacob.
And Jacob can't go anyplace anyway. So I know he's listening. So thank you, Jacob.
Yes, thank you very much. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Wedding planning is perfect practice for being married. It showcases work styles and communication.
Yes.
The wedding is a creation of energy of you as a couple for the future. So make it positive and supportive. We're going to talk some more about that in the next segment. Mm-hmm. The best wedding gift you can give yourself and your future spouse is to know their Enneagram type and learn about it. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to see life as energies that can be cleared for the best outcomes.
Love it. In the next segment, we're going to talk about relationships with your family and navigating conflicts. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer and co-host of The Psychic and the Doc on the Transformation Network. My new book, The Afterlife Frequency, comes out October 5th. IANS, International Association for Near-Death Studies 2021 online conference, September 1st through the 5th, will feature over 120 afterlife experts and panelists. I'll be conducting two events. Thursday, September 2nd, an afternoon of spirit communication where I'll connect random attendees with loved ones in spirit. Friday, September 3rd, I'm presenting the keynote talk, The NDE Zone, which examines the connection between NDEs, deathbed visions, mediumship, and visitations. Tickets are going fast, so get yours by visiting IANS.org, register by August 12th, and qualify for the early bird discount, IANS.org.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the Truth and Comedy of Midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about relationships with your family and navigating conflicts. Remember, today's subject is getting married. Jason and I, we're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Because if you're not practical for everyday life, you end up falling off. Let's just say it that way. Okay, Jason, so many people struggle with family issues and family rules. I'd love to say that I'm not one of them, but I would be lying through my teeth. What can we say to people getting married? Should they let their relatives have their way?
Or say. So first of all, there are no rules. You know, in our minds, it's about individual uniqueness.
Right.
We have two people coming together. And the purpose, it's worth talking about, but the purpose of a wedding is to create an energy. It's a foundational energy life together.
Well said.
And, you know, you don't have to micromanage that. You don't have to come up with a long list of all the energies you want to create, blah, blah, blah. You know,
because those can just happen.
Yeah. But just one or two terms, or just say, you know, this is what our intention is, to create a foundational energy.
Correct.
For us.
Yes.
And the wedding is the vehicle to do that. Now, bridezillas happen when you see wedding as a performance,
right?
Which is like, there's a stage and here I am, I'm presenting myself to the world. And then it's all about the performance.
Right.
But if you think of it in terms of an energy and say, okay, we're creating an energy for ourselves. So if the caterer forgets to bring the drinks, or the flowers are all wrong, it doesn't matter, because the energy doesn't change.
Right.
You know,
well, if everything is all wrong, if you're doing a bridezilla effect,
a performance.
Then it does matter. And what we're saying is that don't be a bridezilla for any reason,
because thinking about the energy,
you're sabotaging yourself. You're sabotaging you and this connection, this verbal connection that you're going to have to this partner, hopefully for the rest of your life.
Well, and you know, no one wants to be a bridezilla, and people
and probably
bridezillas. Bridezillas are don't even think of themselves as bridezillas.
No, that part is absolutely true.
And Rachel, we don't think that you're a bride.
No, not at all.
But if you focus on the energy,
right,
something special can really happen, and it doesn't really matter about the individual things that happen.
Right.
The energy doesn't get affected by those types of things.
He doesn't know that I'm gonna say this, but when Jason and I got married, we had he said, Patricia, you didn't get a big wedding, before. So, you can have a big wedding now, go for it. And I started, running through all the supposed to's and that sort of thing. Oh, that was just, I realized that was just not for me. And so bringing it to the day that we got married, the thing that we had a very, very small wedding, and the thing that was the most important to me, and it still touches my heart, is that he asked me to not only marry him or, be married to him, but he asked me to be his partner. And that was one of the most amazing things to me, because that's one of the things I always wanted.
Well, so it wasn't really about the ceremony for us.
It was
really about the energy.
It really
and
was.
We've already created that. And
yes.
And not to be overly gushy on the channel here, but the truth is that we really do have a great relationship. And at the end of the day, when we've had it with the world, it's with we want to be with each other.
We do.
And
we don't have to say anything at all.
And we're one of those few couples that we want more time together, not less. We work together in the same house, and we still want more time together.
We've been trying to get an added hour into the day just to have more time with each other. And I've had people say, How can you stand it? Are you kidding? How could I? Oh my gosh.
And by the way, those are people that don't like their husbands.
Yes. Oh yes.
Or their partners. They can only like them that much. And then, and by the way, that's because negative energy is building up.
Exactly.
And it's not cleared. And exactly. For us,
we clear every day.
We've, and it was more difficult in the beginning than it was. Than
oh, sure.
You know,
sure.
But after, what is it, 21 years now?
Yes, 21 years.
It's getting better and better. And that's because we clear away the negative energy constantly.
Yes.
Not just once, but constantly, consistently, and specifically.
And by the way, we do it individually, of course, but we also make a point to make time with each other every single day to actually do clearing. I mean, the world can be falling off the edge. And we'll go, hang on, we want to clear. And we do. And it's the most amazing thing ever.
Well, and it feels good. It creates real intimacy, mm-hmm. and a real connection.
Exactly.
And, you know, Jacob, I can, Rachel's talking to me, but one of the things that she likes, that she craves, is that intimacy with you. That one-on-one, just you and her.
Exactly.
And you get that not only by just being together, but by clearing the negative energies around you so you can be together.
Exactly. And in between you. So, that's a really, 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 really big deal.
One of the things, you guys seem to have a really good family that's connected, which is really positive.
Yes.
It is kind of uncommon. I want to say yeah. that to you, Jacob, yeah, you know, it's kind of uncommon.
Yes.
But one of the best ways to deal with, if you were planning a wedding, and you have, you know, one family wants this, or her mother wants this, and her mother or his mother wants this. One of the things you can do is just clear the energy between
them.
Yes,
exactly.
It's the best thing. It doesn't necessarily resolve the conflicts, but it may, you know, the positions may not be as hard, and they might say, well, there might be a third option that nobody even thought of until
you do clearing. And by the way, we've seen that so many times. So,
one of the other things, yeah,
okay.
I want to talk about, but knowing yourself is critical to navigating family conflicts. So
absolutely.
So if, again, this goes back to the Enneagram type, but if you know who you are, mm-hmm. if you know who your spouse is, mm-hmm. you know, I think part of our closeness is the fact that not only do, I know who you are, but I know who I am and how that connects
and vice versa. Yes.
So, you know, when I'm struggling with something, there's no one I would, you know, the idea of going to a therapist seems foreign to me because I just asked Patricia, well, what's going on? With
you know, yeah.
And vice versa.
Yes.
And it's just very, very natural.
Exactly.
As you do clearing, if you were to decide to do clearing throughout your marriage, your intuition about each other and about the world
it explodes in such a very positive way.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It is truly, truly, truly amazing. And before we go any farther, I want to back up to one thing. There is a few things that you can't clear. You can't clear for, and it's the obnoxious drunk at the wedding, or
that Uncle Bob who gets handsy after he's had a couple.
There's always
someone like that.
Exactly. But I just want to say, don't let that spoil your day. Don't, you know, find somebody.
And the way you do that is clear the negative energy beforehand. Any sort of anger, resentment, bitterness from the guests.
Yes.
That might affect your wedding.
Exactly.
Can really be helpful. And we're going to do that in the next segment.
Okay.
We're going to actually show you how to do some a clearing exercise.
Right.
To make sure you have a great wedding.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, but we just have just a few minutes or so, yeah. But talk about that one wedding that we went to.
And the only reason I'm laughing the way that I did was that we had a group of and they were women and
they were clients.
They were clients.
And they all knew each other.
They all knew each other. And
we got invited to one of their weddings.
Well, we got invited to a couple of their weddings, but we went to the one wedding we went to was basically the last in line of this group of women. And we'll say it that way. And we were sitting around with all of them. And one of the guys across the table said, as the groom, he was already married. They had already, the ceremony had already happened. The groom stepped up to the table. He was just, you know, going to say hello, how, and, you know, and then move on. And the one guy turned around to the groom and he said, "By the way, you have been approved by Patricia, right?" And the groom goes, what do you mean? and he's kind of a shy guy anyway. And he goes, "What do you mean?" And he said, and then he said, "If you haven't been approved by Patricia, I'm sorry, you wasted your money." And then another guy across the table, whom his wife, and by the way, they both had been to see us. And the other guy turned around and he goes, "Oh, you haven't been approved. Oh my gosh."
They were all kind of drunk and they were giving him a hard time. You know, it was like groom hazing. Okay.
It's exactly what it was. Couldn't have been better said.
Well, and the truth is that we don't approve.
That's not how we work, but
we help create clarity for the person we're working with so they can see what they're getting into.
Exactly. And not to mention, we always suggest bring your partner to be, bring them and we'll sit down and do a session together because they need to know what you're doing here with us.
Yes.
And by the way, it turned out it's been very, very, very successful. And we have all laughed about that particular moment many, many, many times. So with that said, Jason, what are the key points?
When it comes to relatives, there are no rules. Just make sure you can live with the agreements. Mm-hmm. Seeing your family objectively and choosing how you wish to interact with them is very important. Yes. And knowing yourself is critical to navigating family conflicts as well as knowing your spouse. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to know yourself first and then see yourself and your family objectively.
Nice. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to do a pre-marriage workout. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show, Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day. You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to do a pre-marriage workout. And Jason, you mean clearing, correct?
Well, it could be a couple things.
Okay.
What I had in mind was we're going to do some clearings right now.
Okay.
Because some of this, it's on video, but some of it's on audio. So
that's correct.
You won't be able to see, but we could do this. We could do this to an exercise routine also. So,
He's setting me up.
I'm setting her up. So I'm just challenging her maybe in the future. I think it would be a great thing to do.
Oh, I do. So, I do too. So
what we're going to do is do some clearings.
Okay.
And we're going to show you how to clear.
Okay.
And do some clearings that would be considered a pre-wedding workout.
I get it.
With energy.
Okay.
And so, If this appeals to you, if you're listening right now and you know someone who you know would appeal to, have them go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section, which includes our newsletter. Right. And I'm going to put all these things written out so you can do this over and over.
Nice.
Again. So go
nice.
And do that right now so you can have that. You can have it in front of you mm-hmm. and you can do this workout over and over again.
Love it.
So whether you're going to get married next week or in 2 years, it doesn't matter. Right. This can be really, really valuable stuff.
Exactly.
So this is how you clear.
All right.
And Jacob, if you put up the processor picture, you can stand, sit, you can be walking. You can literally do two things at once. Yeah, a lot of people do clearing while they're like, you do it while you're making breakfast or cooking.
All the time.
And I do it.
I do it when I'm working out.
Yeah.
You know,
when we're working in the yard, when I'm doing the lawnmower thing, riding, I can do clearing, but so it doesn't, your posture doesn't matter. So you can be laying down, standing mm-hmm. up, walking, mm-hmm. sitting down, standing on your head, doesn't matter. You don't have to be reverent when you do this. And this works whether you believe it works or not.
Yes.
So here we go.
Okay.
Then when we say end to eliminate, we will ask you to, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather up what we say to eliminate barriers, veils and illusions, specific emotions,
right.
concepts. Gather up those concepts, those veils and illusions, and put them into the processor.
And hopefully Jacob has the picture up right now.
And that processor takes that negative energy in the top and processes it
right.
and throws it out in the front as neutral energy.
Right. And remember, when you're doing that, when you're removing negative energy, what happens is that you're not only helping yourself, but you're also helping everything around you because you're helping change negative energy into neutral energy.
So when you're going about your wedding,
way to go. Yes.
And we're clearing negative energy.
Yes.
You're clearing the negative energy in advance of that, yes. that experience.
Exactly.
And that works. Yes. We've seen it over and over and over again.
Exactly.
You know, and, so
with that said,
you want to do creator energy.
And then of course, afterwards, what I'm going to do is we are going to call upon creator energy, and that's life force energy. And we're going to have it come in through the top of our head, go all the way down our body, our torso, clear down to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. And when we do that, what we're doing is we're not putting that negative energy into the ground. We're going to pull it back up through our body and blow it into the processor/garbage can so that we're not leaving a bunch of negative energy laying around, so that when you get up from wherever you are, that you walk back into it. And hence you've worked for nothing. You've done worked too hard. So with that said, Jason, go for it.
So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate all the stress and anxiety and overwhelm that I feel that keeps me from having a great wedding day. Take a breath. Stress, anxiety, and overwhelm float into the processor.
Excellent.
And if you do it, you do it with your spouse to be,
mm-hmm.
And you keep doing it prior to your wedding, it kind of clears a path. It's like shoveling negative energy. I'm using a snow metaphor, but it's still the same thing.
It still works. Yes.
The biggest problem, biggest misconception about energy is that we don't understand that it builds up.
No, not only that, we've been programmed that it doesn't matter.
Yes.
But the truth is, the programming says that if you just act right, but sometimes, often, if you have so much negative energy, you can't even think about how to act right. You're just trying to resist or get rid of that negative energy, but you don't even know where it goes.
The other thing is that, you know, stress and anxiety and overwhelm are energies.
Yes, they are.
Now we think, well, I'm overwhelmed because this person asked me to do this and all of a sudden, you know,
I don't have time,
blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But it's still an energy. Yes. And if you clear that energy of overwhelm, what happens is you can say, okay, well, I go back to that person, I can't do this, but I can do this.
Right.
Or, you know, those types of things. Okay.
Exactly.
Next one.
Okay.
Any judgment, criticism, or frustration that I have with my spouse to be.
Ooh, good one.
And this is, of course, you're not supposed to have that. You know, it's against the rules to say that, oh, I'm she's making me mad, or he's making me mad, or,
right,
or
right,
I'm
right.
frustrated with this, or, and that's often part of the problem.
Yeah.
So just here we go. Any judgment, criticism, or frustration I have with my spouse to be.
Pick it up. And throw it away.
When you're clearing, you don't have to expose it to other people. You don't,
right,
you
right,
can do
right.
it in the closet, so yes. to speak. You can yes. walk in the closet, and you may be angry with your spouse to be. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to show. You don't have to confess it. You don't have to talk about it. You just clear it.
Well, here's the other thing. If you're angry with your prospective spouse, clear it. And see what you're really angry about. Are you really angry? Or is it that you're feeling unworthy? Oh, gee, there's something else. Clear the anger and the unworthiness. You will not believe how things will just calm down, and you'll gain clarity in ways that you could have never imagined before you used the ecosystem approach.
It's sort of like pulling a thread on a sweater.
Yes.
And it just keeps going and going, and pretty soon you lose the sweater, but the sweater in this metaphor covers up all those feelings.
Exactly.
And as you pull that thread, things become more
exactly.
clear.
So, go ahead.
So, and to eliminate the barriers to direct, honest, and open communication with my spouse to be.
Without using malice.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate, I'm going to roll here, any fear I have about speaking up or saying something.
Right.
Gather up any fear you have. Take it up. And to eliminate understanding that if I speak up, I still may not get what I want.
Well, and that's called life in so many ways. But understand, maybe sometimes if you're not getting what you want, then maybe what you're asking for isn't what you actually need.
We're told that if you only say what you want, then everything will be okay. And it's not necessarily the case. So, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my future spouse and my family members.
And my new family members.
Yes. Objectively.
Yes.
Take a breath. Gather up those veils and illusions and blow them into the processor.
By the way, I clear for objectivity every single day because my Enneagram type is the most emotional of all of them. And I lose that a lot.
That objectivity.
So I clear for it every day. And when I do that, it's fantastic. Go ahead, Jason.
And to eliminate the barriers so that everyone who is watching can be sending us hopeful and loving energy.
Nice.
So imagine at the wedding, everybody is in the audience. What we're clearing right now is the barrier so that everyone watching can be sending you hopeful and positive energy.
Exactly. By the way, don't invite ex-girlfriends and ex-boyfriends. Yes. Just a little minor note. Yeah, you know, okay.
And okay. to eliminate the people who are grumpy, cynical, and sending us bad energy so that we can put that energy in the processor and not have it directed at us.
Exactly. And that was what I was talking about right there. Take a nice breath.
And just imagine in the future.
Throwing it away. Yes.
That's one of those things about energy. You can clear it in the future.
Exactly.
And so here's the other thing. So do these with your future spouse if he or she agrees to do it with you.
Yes.
And to eliminate the barriers to harmony and good feelings for our wedding.
Oh, no, but you know what? Nice and easy. Make that a clearing. Take a breath. And to activate life force energy so we can use life force energy and activate it before we do anything and everything so that we can have the clarity, awareness, and objectivity that we need. Take a breath, everybody. Pull it in through the top of your head and then throw away any negative energy left over.
and to eliminate any hurts, anger, resentment, or bitterness that has come between us. And I guarantee you, no matter how much in love you are, how perfect the other person is
for
you,
we're human, and negative energy is everywhere.
Yes. Exactly. So just clear them. Take a breath, blow them in the process.
Okay. And then the last one on that, go ahead. And to eliminate the barrier so we can always remember our primary purpose is to start our wedding with the energy we want, not what's expected of us. Take a nice breath. Pull in that life force energy. Nice and easy, and blow out any negative energy. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Well, I want to remind the audience that if this was good and you can see how this could be helpful, but you need to have it written out for you, go to our website right now and sign up for our free section, theecosystemapproach.org.
Exactly.
So energy work always works better when you clear constantly, consistently, and specifically.
Correct.
Don't store up your feelings, especially toward your future spouse. Clear them.
Nice.
Always clear the numbness to how you're feeling during this process and clear the negative emotions that come up.
Exactly.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to see yourself and your spouse clearly and remove negative energies before they build up.
Love it. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do some more clearing for you and your spouse to be so you can have a great wedding. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, -ITY.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do some more clearing for you and your spouse to be so you can have a great wedding. So Jason, we already told everybody how to do clearing, so take it away.
So if you want a written copy of this, and this is really important to have.
It really
whether
is.
Whether you're going to get married in a week, tomorrow, or in 2 or 3 years, or you just like to think about it in case you get married again, or not again, but in the future.
Right.
Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free section, yes. And it includes a newsletter. It'll have all that stuff in it. Yes. You can't miss this. It's really important. So here we go.
Okay.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so that I can see that all the frustrations, worries, and anxieties during my wedding planning can be cleared.
Nice and easy. Take a breath. Good one. And to continue on and to eliminate the false belief that the numbing out from or appeasing everyone else's preferences will help the process. That's clearable, everyone. That's clearable. Take a nice breath. Blow it out.
When there's conflict, a lot of people just go to numbness.
Yes.
So instead of going numb or appeasing other people,
right.
Just clear it.
Right.
Here we go. And to eliminate the feelings of worry and anxiety about hurting other people's feelings and or their preferences.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And here's the big one. And to eliminate the feelings of fear and hurt and shame that keeps me from knowing or expressing my preferences. Take a nice breath. And blow it out. You don't need that. Throw that negative energy, that fear and that hurt and that shame, throw that into the processor or the garbage can. Okay.
And to eliminate the feelings of hurt.
The barriers.
And to eliminate the barriers so that we can create the best energy and intention for our marriage, beginning with our wedding. Mm-hmm. This is about creating that positive energy for your wedding. So,
by all means.
So eliminate those, gather up those barriers. And blow them out so you can have the best energy. You can just kind of visualize what that energy is. Yes. Describe it.
Yes. So next one, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my future spouse's Enneagram type clearly without judgment, and know that if I use the ecosystem approach, we can clear anything and everything and have the best relationship ever. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of fear and terror of making a social mistake or offending friends and family.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so we can do clearing in preparation for our wedding constantly, consistently, and specifically. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any anger or frustration I have about working with my new relatives or even my current relatives.
Exactly. Take a breath. And to eliminate the fear that I have that I'm making a mistake or that I could be making a mistake and I'm being stupid about it. When the truth is, everybody has those fears. And the bottom line is when you use the ecosystem approach, you can see things with more clarity starting right now. Take a breath, clear the fear.
And to eliminate making up rules about whether I'm nervous or not, and everybody gets nervous, so I should still go forward. The truth is, nervousness it can be a positive energy or a negative energy.
Correct.
It could be telling you the truth or it can be telling you a lie.
Exactly.
Keep clearing it and you'll figure out which is which.
Definitely. Even in that moment. Yes, definitely. So. And to eliminate any resistance in using an energy approach to my wedding and my marriage and going forward. What a concept. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that ignores my frustrations with my future spouse, clear them instead.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can decide to clear the negative emotions in my relationship before they build up, because there's negative energy around us everywhere. It's everywhere. The bottom line is when you clear them before they build up, you're definitely ahead of, I don't like saying it this way, but the game. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any numbness or blocks I have to see myself or my future spouse clearly.
Nice one.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers to direct, honest, and open communication with my future spouse. Starting right now, take a breath.
We had this couple that came to me one time, and they were fighting, and they wanted me to help them so they could talk. Mm-hmm. And we started the session. We never act as a referee for it. We never do what's considered couples counseling in any way. We just clear the negative energy. And that's what we did in the first part of this, in this threesome. The three of us were on the phone, and all of a sudden they started talking to each other about what they were arguing about. And I was like, I was the fly on the wall. But that's how it's supposed to be. You know, if you clear the negative energy, you can just start talking and you work things out, which is how it should be.
Well, so. And remember, life is around us everywhere. And in that life, there is negative energies everywhere. And it's up to us, starting right now today, to actually do something about the negative energies that hold all of us hostage. It's not okay. So, Jason?
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see all issues and struggles are energies that can be cleared. But otherwise, if they're not cleared, they build up.
Yes, and create resentments and angers and hates and all those things. You don't need those things. Take a breath, everybody. Now, one of the other things that Jason and I do is we activate life force every single day for ourselves, and his mom and our animals. We have two dogs and even the house that we live in. And people come in to our house and they say, it is so amazing. We love being here. We don't know why, but we love being here.
It's not like we have this great decor or whatever, but people just, they can feel the energy.
Exactly. And they don't even realize it. So with that said, we're going to activate life force for you and your spouse and your lives. So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve, and for my spouse as well. Take a nice breath, or my spouse to be as well. Take a breath. Pull that in nice and easy. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around. And then blow out any negative energy left over. Use that most powerful energy to do this.
And to activate life force so that I can have a real connection to my spouse by clearing consistently.
Yes, yes.
Take a breath.
And by the way, because of the ecosystem approach, I have never laughed so hard and had so much fun with anyone else like I do the guy that I'm sitting next to. And I have to tell you, I know it's the ecosystem approach.
And just so you know, and this is for Rachel specifically, it's not really my jokes. They're not that funny.
No, they're not.
It's in the dad joke category. You know, so.
Yeah. So with that said, and to activate life force, so I can trust that clearing negative energies in our relationship will make it better. Take a breath, everybody. Pull it in, let it go all the way through your body, stop it, turn it around, and blow out any negative energies left over.
And to activate life force so I can decide to use all of my inner resources by clearing negative feelings as they come up.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, have clarity, awareness, and objectivity, creativity, joy, laughter, fun, and love. Not only the love of myself, but the love of my spouse and the love of the world around me. So I can be the best that I can be every single day, starting right now. Take a breath, pull it in. And then blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, I want to say one more time, if these clearings, you could see that they could help you if you're about to get married, you're planning a wedding, right. You know someone who's planning a wedding, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. You make sure that box is checked for the newsletter, the weekly newsletter, mm-hmm. and that's where I tell the backstory. I tell on Patricia all the time. I tell her stories all the time. And all the clearings are right there. So yes. You can see them written out and mm-hmm. and just do it on your own.
Okay. So Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
The forgotten language of the soul. Now that sounds very romantic, but the truth is that our soul talks to us, our essence, we call it essence,
yes,
all the time. Mm-hmm. Now in our programming culture, we treat ourselves like a machine. So we're taught to ignore our feelings and just drive on. But we're going to tell people how the your essence talks to you,
yeah.
and how you get information and how to interpret that information.
Exactly. So Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important to me personally and to the audience out there?
Well, if something today touched you, if you said, yeah, I want more of this, maybe it's not because you're planning a wedding, but because you have problems right now in your relationship, or you want to have a good relationship.
Right.
You know, take the next steps. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. Go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, and like us. Watch the video again. Like us. We appreciate that. And leave a comment if you like.
Okay. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.